News release. Mariposa House Hospice. They say art is subjective. This is the art that is created by the artist based on personal feelings and emotions felt when creating it. Art at Mariposa House Hospice stirs many emotions, especially comfort. At Mariposa House Hospice, we strive to be sensitive and attentive to our residences and their loved ones through many forms of therapeutic focuses such as music, the comfort of a warm cup of tea and handmade treats, the beauty outside in our gardens that are seen from each suite, personal care from our team members and also the art placed in each room and space within the hospice. We are honored to have the Aurelia Museum of Art and History as a community partner to support our ongoing operations through the Art at the Hospice fundraiser. This unique fundraiser displays beautiful, donated pieces of art that have been given by OMAH artists to sell to community members and 100% of the donation comes directly back to MHH, while the tax receipt goes to the artist. We have sold several pieces of the donated works. Each one has been purchased because of a special connection with the piece and or to have a visual cue to remind them of their loved one who has passed. Ninette Girodi, Executive Director of OMAH, expressed her thoughts about the collaboration, on behalf of OMAH. It was a great honor to be asked to collaborate on the Art at the Hospice initiative for Mariposa House Hospice, said Girodi. As a community, we are providing comfort and joy through visual art, supporting the journey for patients and their loved ones. OMAH values the partnership with Mariposa House Hospice and looks forward to continuing to connect local artists with community members in such a meaningful way. Recently, Lynn Thomas, Donor Relations Coordinator of MHH, organized an appreciation event at Mariposa House Hospice Dining Room for the artists who have donated art and to give them the opportunity to see their work on display in the hospice. The art that is displayed throughout the hospice gives visitors, volunteers, and staff a moment of quiet reflection and appreciation that is needed in an environment where emotions run high, said Thomas. We as a team truly appreciate the partnership with OMA as their heart for bringing beauty to our community aligns with our therapeutic focus. Robin Rennie, one of the talented artists whose works are displayed, attended the gathering at the hospice with her family as her last contribution before moving to the East Coast. I believe that it is important for a person's final days to be filled with beauty, peace, and a sense of home, said Rennie. This is important for their loved ones too. And I give my best work to the hospice, it is my gift to these people as they prepare to leave this world. Thank you to all of the OMAH artists who have donated their work to make our hospice feel like home to those we care for. To purchase your piece of art at the hospice, art, go to our website or visit our location at 1140 Brody Drive, Severn. For a personal tour or more information about the fundraiser, please contact Lynn Thomas, Lynn R. Thomas at MariposaHouseHospice.com, 705-558-2888, ext. 208.